Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down.
It's time, it's time, it's Within Brim Skin time. Hell yeah, man. Number 98, time to debate. It's going to be a little bit political tonight, even though I'm going to try to keep it away from politics. I'm going to try to keep it about everything that went down on the Capitol. I got my wingman, Mr. Greer.
Hello, hello.
It's going to be awesome, brother.
I have a question. So this is only your 98th episode.
Isn't that crazy?
I feel like that's not possible.
It is.
Because like I've been, how long have you been doing Within Brim Skin?
98 weeks.
98 weeks, because like we're already almost at close to 100 episodes of Today with DW with Herb. And I feel like it hasn't been happening for as long as you've been doing WBS.
But you guys do it more than once a week, don't you?
No, he does it more than once a week. I guess he does do it more than once a week.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, okay, that's got to be
That's
it.
Why, because there's no, so 52 weeks is 1 year, you know, and then, so we're just under 2 years
that makes
of
sense.
Doing the show.
I feel like two episodes away from your 100th episode.
Isn't that crazy?
That's kind of crazy.
Oh, my God. Meanwhile, in terms of the length of time, it seems like it was just yesterday that we started doing it. I've only missed one episode, and that was, I believe, when I was sick with COVID.
That's probably, that would make sense.
Yeah,
I mean, that'd be the time to miss it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was either one, maybe two episodes, and that was simply because of COVID.
Yeah.
Which you guys should have done a WBS without me.
Well, we should have, but like, you know, we didn't necessarily think about that.
It would have been fun. I would have actually listened to that and laughed. You guys could have ripped
it
on me the
funny
whole time.
It would have been funny if it was just Alex, except Alex was sitting in the studio and he was just bouncing from chair to chair.
That would be even
speaking
funnier.
To himself.
Can you imagine that?
That'd have been very funny.
And he would have done it too, and he would have argued with himself.
He probably would have.
What do you call it? As always, Within Brim Skin brought to you by Kikkoman Traditionally Brewed Soy Sauce, making soy sauce cool again. Mane and Tail Hair Care Products, discover the secret. Bayer Dynamic, high quality audio technology. The right product for everything you need, and Zoom North America, best podcasting equipment in the world.
Definitely the best podcasting equipment in the world.
So I definitely want to put it out there that, you know, anything that is discussed on the show today is completely, you know, completely from me solely, has nothing to do with the Grindhouse Radio. The same thing with Greer, you know, has nothing to do with Grindhouse Radio. This is Within Brim Skin. This is a rant show. If you can't deal with it, bounce. Don't listen to us. Again, I appreciate everybody who does. And I also appreciate the fact that there are a lot of people out there that have the same opinions, different opinions, and you're okay. It's okay to have a different opinion.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, what do you call it? Greer and I don't necessarily see eye to eye on every single thing that has to do with politics.
That'd be
but,
boring,
you know,
though.
That would be boring. You know, what's the point? So, you know, one of the things, again, I want to make sure that everybody knows, I am not, this is nothing to do with political affiliations.
Yeah.
This has to do with what happened last week at this point, you know, with the Capitol and the storming of the Capitol. Now I want to make sure that we put this out there as well. There are good and bad on every side.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what side of the spectrum you're on, there's good, there's bad. There's ugly, okay? What we saw the other day was ugly, all right? Not only did we deal with ugly then, we also dealt with ugly over the summer. You know, where things were going on with Black Lives Matter, with what do you call it, the Antifa stuff, you know, all that stuff. So, look, and for the most part, you know, there are peaceful protesters on all sides.
Yeah.
However, the people that stormed the castle this past week are terrorists.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, you can't that's the thing that I've kind of been saying to myself, and maybe just to myself, but it's just that, like, all these people that are really mad about being labeled terrorists now like that, like, if you don't want to be labeled a terrorist, you shouldn't have terrorized the Capitol.
Right?
Like, you know, like,
how, and again, what do you call it? Good thing Alex will beep everything out, but how f***ing stupid are you to go running into the goddamn Capitol and think that nothing's going to happen? Which is scary is that, one, they don't think, but two, that nothing really did happen.
You see, the thing is like, I don't, I, again, like, I think we reached a level of crazy that it went beyond, them thinking that nothing was going to happen. You know, like, I genuinely believe that the way that all of that, like, I believe that there were people that went down to the Capitol, like, whether you believe there's voter fraud or not, you know, like, that's a conversation for another day. I believe that there were people that went down to the Capitol that genuinely went down there to protest. Like, what you're allowed to do. You can go speak your mind.
Absolutely.
Do that. Country was founded on it. But then I feel like there were people that went down there and were like, they went down there to protest, but they didn't go to protest and cause a ruckus. They were like, okay, we saw what everybody was doing, what everybody with BLM was doing over in all those cities over the summer. Mm. We're just going to do the same thing. Like, I don't think it ever came to a point where they were just, I think it was them reacting like the same way. It's like, okay, you guys did this over the summer. We're going to do this here. This is how we're going to show it. Yeah. So they went in intentionally. Like, the whole thing was just, we're going to tear this place to the ground.
Which is freaking awful.
Yeah, no, it is.
Like,
you know?
Again, you know, here it is. There was an election.
Yeah.
Whether you love him or hate him, Trump is popular. I dislike Trump. People know this.
Yeah.
I do shout it.
Not the only one.
I do shout it from the rooftop sometimes. I try to keep the political stuff away from, you know, business and social media for the most part.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, just something has to just tweak me just that extra mile to really piss me the f- off and be like, what is going on with this goddamn idiot, you know? And again, I've had brushes with Trump, you know what I mean, in the past. So this is not coming from a place of like, well, I don't know the guy at all. I'm not friends with him. I'm not friendly with him. I've met him. I felt the energy that he has. It is for me, it is not a positive energy. You know what I mean? Like, I'm an energy guy. Like, when I sit in the studio with you, Tom, you know, I feel a positive energy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even when we argue and, you know, or joke, it's always a positive energy. Yeah. Even, you know, when we all have arguments, it's still a positive energy.
Yeah, totally.
But what do you call it? When I was with Stan Lee, positive energy. When I was in the room with Stan and Carrie Fisher walked in and it was the first time meeting Carrie, you know, huge energy. I had to leave. That's how much energy was in that room.
Yeah, no, totally.
When I met Trump for the first time, I felt the energy, but it felt negative. That's me, okay?
Yeah.
Everybody is different. Somebody else might take that same energy and say, I love this. Obviously, millions of people did. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Millions of people voted for Trump. Fact of the matter is the guy is popular, okay? I don't know what the allure is, but I guess some of it is like, well, he's a regular guy or blah, 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 and he's not a politician, which he kind of is, you know? And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the biggest problem is, you know, you can see right through 90% of the lies and the bullshit that he's spreading. Take all that away. Take all the old shit away.
Yeah.
Talking about the election in general, let's be honest, there's always going to be bullshit with elections.
Yeah.
There's always going to be somebody on both sides.
Yeah.
There's going to be fraud.
Totally.
Absolutely. However, in this election, there was no widespread fraud. There was fraud.
Well,
I'm
sure there was, but like my thing always was like I never am gonna get like granted now. I mean, you shouldn't be compromising the elections and stuff like that. Those things are sacred. But like I always was like, well, I would lend the idea that there was more fraud or more. I wouldn't even say fraud, but errors when it came to this election specifically, just because of how many of them had to be run through the U.S. Postal Service.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like, let's be honest. I don't mean to speak ill of a very, you know, of a government of like thing of a U.S. like entity, but like the U.S. Postal Service is the definition of unreliable. The U.S. Postal Service is about as reliable almost as the LIRR, which is a very local joke.
I can agree with that. Yeah.
You know, so I can understand where you would like. Where you would have your questions as to whether or not it was fully legitimate, but I mean like by the margins of
the
how,
margins, there's
you know,
no
like,
way
it's not that possible.
No, it was
that bad.
It was not that bad, and even if one of the swing states it was that bad and got thrown out, Biden still would have f***ing won.
Yeah.
So the fact of the matter is like to continue to spread false shit. And like so vehemently, you know what I mean? To you know, like via Twitter, via Facebook, via you know like not giving a shit about anybody or anything else. You know what I mean? And then, but just like every single time you get on a microphone or in front of a camera to be like, well, you know, there was obvious fraud and this was stolen. If you noticed, he was saying before the election. He said it before the so if he didn't win. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if I don't win, it's obviously a fraud. It's obvious.
Yeah.
Bullshit, bro. You fucking lost. End of story. You went to court how many times? Over 60 times? And how many times did it come back? Not once. Well, once on a technicality. I'm sorry. He got one thing pushed, and I think, I don't remember exactly what happened with it, but you're talking about, you know, everything went back, and it's, you know, it all came back to, bro, you fucking lost. How many times can you lose? You know, and, and instead of saying, you know, all right, I don't agree with this, but you know what? This is the way it is. This is the will of the people. I'm going to move on and be presidential. Be fucking presidential. You know what I mean? Then he turns around and he pulls the shit that he pulled, you know, time and time again, but at the Capitol. And he, the words that he used and how he said it and the you know, and the mediums that he used to get people there, was it was the defining of a coup, you know what I mean, and what he was trying to do. Now, not everybody might agree with me on that,
because I look, I just come from the mind that, like, I again, I saw what I saw on Wednesday when people, like, so it was last Wednesday, I believe, right, was when they stormed the Capitol.
I think so, yeah.
I saw what amounts to us realizing as a country that we have a severe mental illness problem.
Oh yeah,
that's what my problem is, because I don't look at, like, look, I understand that you could say Trump incited a riot and stuff like that and all that. That's absolutely amazing. But, like, all those people that went and stormed the Capitol and decided
they're
just as bad. But I'm saying, like, I don't think that Trump really can control those people.
He cannot.
I don't, like, I think those people. Are people that feel like they were unheard for some reason, and people feel like that they were marginalized for some reason, and they were going to go and attack and use violence regardless. Like,
right.
I don't think necessarily that – I don't think necessarily Trump had to say, let's go to the Capitol. Like, maybe saying to come down to the Capitol
– He incited
was the thing,
it, though.
Was
you
the
agree
thing,
he incited
it. But I think that violence in some way was going to happen with these – individuals.
Absolutely.
Regardless if it was going to the Capitol, going to another state building, like,
but they thought and the reason, and I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's okay, it's your show.
But they, no, it doesn't matter, you can continue. What do you, I just want to break in there. They were told to go there by Trump. They were told, it was on social media, come here, be ready to fight. Okay, yeah. And they came armed to the teeth. People that went into the Capitol had zip ties with plans on capturing and murdering senators.
Yeah, that's okay? What I'm saying. It's a mental illness issue,
right?
You know, like,
but being the fact that he is the president of the United States, the highest power in the world, he should have spoken in a different manner and spoken said. Peaceful protest. Go there, show them that you what do you call it, how you feel, but peacefully. That he has that power. He didn't. He relished in the fact that they were doing what they were doing for him in his name. He only condoned it. He only said what he said in the video because he was told to do that. He was made. They said, "Well, you better do this, otherwise there's going to be major repercussions." That's why he did it reluctantly. And
I know there were a couple of tweets where he was saying that he didn't want us. Like, there were a few tweets that he had. Like, again, I'm not. Again, I don't want anybody just thinking I'm defending anything that has to do with his capital.
No,
right,
no,
now.
No, no, you're not.
I'm
just
saying, like,
just,
I know that there were a few tweets where, you know, he had mentioned that he didn't want to see people, like, I'm paraphrasing, like, rioting and, like, burning stuff down. I know that there were a few where he's telling people, like, yo, stop this, please. But then, you know, like, that's where I was getting to a point where I just think that this was just a sect of insane human beings that decided to cause chaos because they felt they were being marginalized, and instead of doing it in a respectable way, they decided to say, well, we're just going to do what everybody else was doing over the summer, and we're going to burn a city down. Mm-hmm. Like, they just decided they were going to do that, and, like, I don't understand where that helps. That's why I keep saying this is really also a mental illness issue, because this was clearly a grouping of that showed you that on that scope of what happened on Wednesday showed you just how bad the mental illness issue is in this country, because people really thought that inciting a coup in Washington, D.C.
was a good idea.
That's
awful.
And it was a terrible idea because we live in the greatest country in the entire world, and at any point should you be trying to overthrow anything. Whether you like Biden or not, like, I'm not a Biden fan, but whether you like Biden or not, all we have to do at this point is hope that this man does a great job and puts the country in a good position, because America, I don't care where we are. I don't care what happened on Wednesday.
Yeah.
The United States of America is still the greatest country in the entire freaking world, and nobody's going to tell me otherwise.
But we need to keep it that way.
We need to keep it that way. We do need to keep it that way.
We need to keep it that way.
But I'm just saying, like, nobody's going to be able to tell me otherwise.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter. We are the greatest country in the whole world.
Let's take a quick break.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. We'll talk a little bit more about everything that happened at the Capitol.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool!
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
It's morphin' time!
Hey, this is Brendan Mejia from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin with Brimstone.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, this is Damian Clark from Dragon Ball Z, Borderlands, and a bunch of other shows you may or may not have seen, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin, and if that doesn't creep you out, nothing will.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, everybody. This is Kari Payton, Cyborg from Teen Titans Go, and you're listening to Brimstone. Enjoy.
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
Yes.
So, what do you call it? Now, I feel... you know, what bothers me a lot, you know, there's a lot of things that bother me about what happened.
Yeah.
Obviously. And for many people that are sane, there's a lot of things that bother them. And honestly, if I was one of the peaceful protesters that was there, I'd be pissed off that these people did what they did as well, because it just makes them look
bad.
Well,
it's the same. Well, but I mean, like, it's also the same argument that we were having over the summer. You know, like, the people that were peacefully protesting racial injustice and stuff like that, they weren't happy that there were people burning down cities.
Exactly.
You know, like, they realized that, like, you know, that hurts their message. Like, you know, these people, because you know, ultimately, that's what these people feel like. Whether you feel like it's right or not, the people that were down peacefully protesting in Washington,
it's their right.
You don't have to agree with them. Like, but for whatever reason, they feel like for their reasons, they feel like they're not being represented, they're not being heard,
right.
And their voice is not being heard.
Right.
They're probably pissed because these people just decided to come and tear it up, because nobody's talking about the peaceful protesters the same way nobody was talking about the peaceful protesters over the summer. I just can't remember the cities right now.
But the problem with the peaceful protesters that were peaceful protesters in those other cities, when it was Black Lives Matter, the police and the military were coming out, shooting them, running them over, and that was uncalled for. That was bullshit.
Oh, that's right.
And here at the Capitol, the police just let them in. Not all of them. But there are police that, well, one of them, the police chief, retired, I believe. He resigned. Multiple police were that they saw that one of them put a Trump hat on and was telling people where to go.
And
those people, they were not only let go, I believe they might be they might have been arrested as well. I'm not exactly sure, but I know that at least two or sixth. I'm just not familiar with the numbers. I don't want to give the wrong.
But the good part. But you see, the good part is that this, at least, like when you're comparing the two situations, like yeah, that was a terrible thing that happened out over the summer. But at least the people now are being held accountable.
Well,
like it's not one of the like yes, it's hindsight 2020, but like they are like these people these people that are in positions of power that help facilitate this. Mm-hmm. They are being held accountable and they are losing their jobs. They are seeing, you know, they are seeing like potential jail time even.
Most of them should be getting a lot of jail time. Yeah. However, here's the issue is that, well, first of all, Trump did not call the National Guard. He lied again on that video. It was Pence who called the National Guard. And I got to say, and I've said it before, I've never liked Pence, but I actually said, you know what? He's a stand-up guy because this guy did what he was supposed to do when he said to Trump, "No, I can't. I can't do that. That's not legal. That's not right. That would be bullshit." You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and Trump, who just can't understand, well, he took that as being disloyal. And then these people, you know, these people were saying behead. You know, they wanted his head. They were going to hang him if they caught Pence. Yeah. Meanwhile, this guy's been loyal to Trump. Why? I don't know. For 4 years. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And the thing is, and I know I'm jumping around a little bit. Trump may have done one, two, three, couple things that were probably good during his 4-year tenure, but the amount of shitty things he's done overshadows any of the good. It's like if I went to a schoolyard and beat the snot out of kids every single day, but then one day or 2 days I helped an old lady across the street. You know what I mean? I'm still an asshole.
You're right, but I also think that we wound up being in a hypersensitive time, especially, and then it's like, you know, transitioning from somebody like however you feel about Barack Obama,
mm-hmm.
you know, like you could have your opinions whether you like him or hate him.
Yeah,
like he was a well-spoken individual,
very well-spoken.
You know, so like I can admit
and educated.
That. I'm not a huge I'm not a huge Obama guy. I don't hate the man, but I'm not a huge fan of some of the things he did and some of his policies.
Right.
But you know, going from him to Trump is a huge difference.
It's a huge difference.
It is absolutely is. And you know, I honestly completely lost my train of thought and forgot where
I'm
I was going with that sentence.
I'm sorry.
No, but it's okay. Like I think you're really never gonna know how effective a president was until after their term's over, because then you really see what they fully did.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, like, I could agree. You could obviously agree that Trump probably had some good things he did, and probably had a lot of bad things that he did. You know, and it just didn't help that it didn't help the way he vocalized things. You know, the way he would put things out into the world. You know, like whether it was a good thing or a bad thing, it automatically looked like a bad thing just by the way he presented it.
Oh yeah,
know? And that's a problem.
So I know that I've done this. I might have done this
because I can agree that like there were bad things that he had done. I do think he wasn't it wasn't as bad until COVID, this year 2020 wound up exploding. I don't think it was as bad as it had initially, like as had been being built up to be. I think the country itself was good.
Okay,
it's just it wasn't perfect.
He downward spiraled, and throughout the presidency, he downward spiraled.
Oh yeah, no, it got worse and worse. It got worse over time, especially
and
once 2020 hit. It got worse over time, but also
and power trip. He has such a power trip.
He did, but I also think the rest of the country, especially when COVID happened, didn't do him any favors because like we just. As a collective country, we just literally shut down. You know, like we basically killed ourselves.
But he also handled it poorly.
Yeah.
You know, he knew about it beforehand and he downplayed it. He didn't say anything about it. If he would have
I think everybody kind of downplayed it though, especially in the beginning. A lot of the people within their own states, like a lot of the state's governors were not thinking that COVID was going to be as big of an issue here.
Republican.
Mostly. Well, no, I mean, like, around here, too. I mean, like early on.
They're mostly Republican.
Like, early on. Here?
Yeah.
In the New York State?
Around here on Long Island.
Well, around Long Island. I'm talking around Long Island, but I'm talking about New York State. I don't believe Cuomo was very.
No.
Gung-ho about shutting everything down early on in COVID. Like, when we found out about this stuff in November of last year.
Right.
You know, like
what should have happened is as soon as Trump knew, he should have addressed it with the world or with the country. You know, he should have let everybody know this is what's going on. If they would have done a lockdown for the 2 weeks at the very beginning, all this would have been for no, this would have never happened.
Well, I mean, like, no, not
they,
until...
They
no.
did it in Australia. They did it in New Zealand. They did it for... I think they even did it for longer than 2 weeks.
Yeah, but this smaller... But they have smaller population sizes. And if we would have... If we would have locked down for 2 weeks, like, people... After those 2 weeks, somebody would have still gotten sick.
But... Okay.
Like, not like the virus would have just been poof gone.
They... Okay. In the other countries, they listen. They listen to what's for the overall good of everyone. American people, which is why people hate Americans all over the world, is because Americans are all up in their own shit. They think that they're better than everybody else. They think that, well, my rights. Well, what about my rights? You know what I'm saying?
I very much agree
with
you.
I'm not wearing a mask. It's against my rights. Well, then don't bitch when you're dying in the hospital.
Yeah, well, but you see, that's the thing, though. Like, yeah, it does affect other people when yes. you do stuff like that. I totally can get behind that. But I mean, I'm just saying, I'm not of the ilk that if we just shut down the country for 2 weeks, we would have been totally fine. Like, people were still going to get sick until we wound up having a vaccine or some kind of treatment for this thing.
It would have killed the spread.
It might have slowed it a little, but until you have an actual cure for the disease, mm-hmm. the disease is still going to be a factor. Like, it's still going to be a thing. Like,
well, no, follow me on this.
We have flu seasons.
Follow me on this. Okay. But that's because it's still going around.
And they're expecting it to be like a COVID season.
I don't know what's going to happen with that. But it's with COVID, it's an airborne virus that you get, and it's transmitted. Yeah. So if everybody is shut down and nobody's out doing anything.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, again, it's almost near impossible to do it completely.
Yeah,
because
you have to, like,
cause things, you have to
cause
do
there
certain
is,
things.
Because like, there were things that were deemed, quote-unquote, yes. essential businesses.
But
you know?
If people weren't in contact with people outside of their homes, even if people had it, it would the virus would eventually die in the homes. And after the amount of time that the virus can't live without a host, the virus would die. So we would essentially be rid of
but again, until
somebody from somewhere else brought it back.
That's what I'm saying. I think ultimately, until there really mm-hmm. is no, there really was going to be no real fix until
right.
you got a vaccine or a treatment for it. You know, like, because you can't, like, you physically can't just shut countries down and economies down for extended periods of time. I mean, like, we're going to be feeling that up in New York State for a really long time.
Oh, yeah.
For a really long time.
So many businesses that had to shut down.
Plenty of businesses. I mean, the only people that benefited from COVID was Amazon, Walmart, and all the big box stores, you know? And that's...
Not even big box. All the internet-based
stores. All the internet-based stores. Yeah, that is incredibly disappointing and sad. You know,
Macy's shut down a bunch of their stores.
Yeah, Macy's is probably going out of business.
You know, which is crazy.
It's gonna be somebody else's Thanksgiving.
Unbelievable! Can you imagine?
Yeah,
that's still a bucket list.
Imagine
by the way.
There's no Macy's on Long Island. That'd be insane.
Nuts. We need to get into Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
I mean, it'll be somebody else's Thanksgiving Day Parade when Macy's goes bankrupt.
We'll do it in the Amazon.
the Amazon. Welcome to the Amazon Thanksgiving Day Parade.
What do you call it? Why don't we take a quick
big
break?
Big Jeff Bezos heads as balloons.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with the political version of PBS.
But Hathaway from the NeverEnding Story, Battlestar Galactica, Troll, etc., etc. You're listening to Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or... teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yada! Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman! Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, what's cracking? This is Noel G from Fast and the Furious, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone. Hey.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear Prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled Woman of the Water.
your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hey guys, this is Robert Davi from Goonies. You heard that about that film. And Die Hard, is it a Christmas film or not? How about James Bond, License to Kill? Or Showgirls? Anyway, you're listening to Within Brim's Skin. Do you understand what that means? Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone? So get ready to rumble, pals.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
It's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow! It's the Red Roof Geek Guild!
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Hero!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
Up, up,
save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to WBS. I would just like to let it... I just want to let it be known, if you listen to that last segment, I am not a devout Trump supporter. Can we just throw that into the ether real quick? Like, I'm a part of the I Hate Everybody party. Like, I'm a I'm a card-carrying member, flag-bearer for the Hate Everybody party.
It's
so,
true.
Like, I am... I just would like to let the record show. When you listen to this episode, we don't need to have any comments of Mr. Greer is a massive Trump supporter, because that is not the case whatsoever. I am just somebody that very much believes every single human being in this planet and in this country deserves to have some kind of opinion, good, bad, or indifferent.
That's true.
Your opinion and how you feel about things, you should be allowed to say them.
Except for the culmination of racists.
I don't like racists.
And this is a big problem there.
Anti-Semites.
Did you still have more to say?
No, I was thinking about, as that last segment was going on, I was just thinking about the way I was wording something, and I was afraid that we were going to wind up having people this is Trump supporter in GHR. It's like, not necessarily. I hate everybody. So that's kind of where we are.
Yeah, no. What do you call it? You know, I can vouch that you are not a devout
not.
Trump supporter. No. You do hate everyone.
I don't love everybody. I don't like. I'm not devout to anybody enough to decide a political party.
you hate. There's one thing that you hate. You hate everybody, especially any sports teams and sports fans from Philadelphia.
From Philadelphia. Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's guaranteed, pretty much where, Mr. Greer.
Yeah, that's definitely. Yes.
But what do you call it? Again, listen, you are entitled to your own opinions. However, I have no tolerance for racists on either side. Essentially, you really can't be a racist unless you're white. You know what I mean? And people will argue with me on that. But, you know, there's systemic racism out there. Tremendous.
I will say that, yes, it looks, you're mostly going to be deemed a racist if you're white. But, like, you can definitely hate other races and be other races. You could definitely have...
Yes.
Racial issues.
Oh, sure. And
being
there are.
Through other races.
And there's.
Obviously, this is not the show where you're just going to start spewing all of that stuff.
Yeah, no.
But
no,
I can promise you that you get some colorful language from all around the
Absolutely.
Globe.
Absolutely. Remember, I grew up, I was the only white kid in an all black area.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean? So I get it. I understand both sides. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So in terms of
like, I like to just clarify it by saying, like, racism as a whole. It doesn't matter what color you are,
yeah.
what your
yeah,
skin
you know,
color
true.
Racism as a whole is an issue, and I don't think you should necessarily just highlight one area. Like, you should definitely give it light, but don't highlight one area of where racism's bad and not highlight the whole issue, like the whole problem, because it is, like, an entire problem.
Oh, true.
You know, everywhere.
True.
You know, so.
The culmination of white supremacists, anti-Semites, Ku Klux Klan, you know what I mean, people.
Oh, yeah.
These were all the people. They were there. There was this freaking one dude, this one dude that was wearing the, you know, Auschwitz shirt. God damn, Tom, you would have had to been bailing me out of fucking jail.
Yeah,
you know what
sad.
I'm saying?
That's really sad.
I would have tore that up. And, you know, and the fact is these Nazis, because that's what they are.
Yeah, neo-Nazis.
Some of them were from Long Island.
That's
some of the Nazis
surprising.
Were from Long Island. From out east, the East End, somebody's whatever. F*** all you pieces of shit. You know what I mean? Like, the fact of the matter is like, you know, if you're going to have your own opinions. Don't go out to try to create violence and
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah,
and,
you could, look, because you're never going to get rid of hate and stuff like that in the world. Like, if you think that that's ever going to go away, you're delusional. Like, you know, let those people, let them have their opinions. Just like, the problem is just don't incite violence that goes along with. That's when I start having a problem. Like, yeah, have your opinions. If you want to spew your hate speech, I genuinely can't stop you. Like,
yeah.
There's nothing I can do to stop you beside punching you in the face. And at that point, it's not stopping you because you're just going to keep going.
Yeah.
You know, it's just don't incite, like, don't cause violence. That's
right.
That's where it's like, that's where we're pushing lines here, you know?
Or then they're going to cry and say, oh, they hit me, even though they hit people first.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You deserve to get punched in the mouth because, you know, you're spewing neo-Nazi hate speech. You know, you deserve to get punched in the mouth, but... You know,
and that's the thing. And again, that's the thing with Trump. And
eye for an eye thing. Though.
Yeah, no. But that's the thing with Trump is the way he speaks and the way he acts and the way he treats people. That made all these groups feel, whether he made it that way or not. You know, Proud Boys, all that. You know, stupid gay name. What do you call it? Like, you know, all these fucking people that. You know, it was harder to find these groups back when, okay? The way he uses his words, his rhetoric, he is single-handedly made people feel that it's okay to talk like that. And it's okay to treat people like shit. Whether he meant it or not, they see him as a god. They see him as the savior of the United States.
I think the internet did what you just said, though. Like, I think that, like, I think a lot of... It didn't help. Like, I think a lot of... I think maybe it got brought to a head because just those people just decided to align themselves with Trump, you know, those hate speech people.
Yeah.
But I think the internet... is the cesspool that decided to bring up all the hate speech and stuff like that. Like, I think the internet was the one that cultivated it because it was like all of these really messed up and terrible individuals realized that they could all link up somehow.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And then that kind of perpetuated it into the stratosphere of like knowing that all of these different hate groups existed because a lot of them probably just kept it under wraps. Like, you know, they kept themselves to themselves and, you know, did their little freaking racism, terrorist stuff on the side.
Yeah.
And but then the internet came and now they could all become friends and be terrible friends together. And, you know, that kind of sends that out.
I feel like he's the grand marshal. He's the leader. You know what I mean?
And I almost sometimes feel like it's like reluctantly, like he didn't necessarily want to just be the guy that's holding the flag for white supremacy and like all these people. Like I genuinely don't.
He doesn't like these people.
That's
Tom.
What I'm saying. I genuinely don't think that. It's just like these people, like just for some reason decided to gravitate to him and gravitate. That's why I felt like it kind of sucks for him too because like there's no way. He could control these people. Like he had a volatile like thing of like just of a group of people that he genuinely can't control.
Fair enough, but at the end of the day,
these people are crazy and going to cause violence anyway.
But at the end of the day, if you have oil and it catches on fire, and what do you call it, then you take water and just decide to toss it right into that. It's going to do is explode.
It shouldn't be hard.
He fuels the fire and he continues to fuel the fire.
It shouldn't be hard to condemn white supremacy.
And as a president. As a president, you should be condemning all of this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And what do you call it? Even if you're for that shit, you should be condemning that shit.
Yeah.
That's your job, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't even want to talk about most of the stuff. I wanted to kind of like talk about the people that they've caught, you know what I mean? Because some of them are f***ing hilarious. Like, you know, and look, normally, I feel awful for people who die, you know what I mean? Especially, you know, people get shot and shit like that. Well, the woman who got shot, who is an avid Trump supporter, who they're all saying she was Antifa. She wasn't a real Trump supporter. Yes, she was. Okay, she got shot. And what do you call it? Before she went into the Capitol and stormed it, her last tweet was, "They'll never stop me."
Well,
a bullet stopped you.
Well, they did.
You know what I mean? And I don't feel bad for you because you deserved it for doing stupid shit. Then the woman, the one that they did that funny thing, they maced me with the Animaniacs,
Animaniacs,
which is hilarious, by the way.
Yeah, I watched that like 4 or 5 times last night.
They threw me down and maced me, you know.
So
she, if you watch the actual video of that, everybody who watches it, look in the towel that she's holding, that she's wiping on her face. When she's holding it in her hand, you'll see there's a fucking onion in the goddamn towel that she's wiping on her eyes to make it look like she got maced.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's
so,
stupidity. Yeah.
You got the fucking moron who sat in Pelosi's desk. Like, what do you expect is going to happen? You have no masks on, so that's the super spreader that happened the other day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But now you're sitting there, and you have your feet up on Pelosi's desk, and it's all over the internet proudly for everybody to see. You think you're not getting picked up, bro?
It was kind of crazy that people just assumed that you were going to be able to storm a government building and nothing was going to happen.
One of my favorites is the guy who organized a whole busload full of people to go there. Good for you, bro. Good. Then he went to use a taser, and he shot himself in the nuts, and he wound up dying because of complications, because he fucking shot himself in the nuts with a fucking taser.
Yeah.
How stupid are you? You deserved to die.
It's crazy. I mean, I will be the counter to that argument, and I'm never going to think anybody necessarily deserves to die, and I'm not, you know, like, I do still think, as crazy as they are and as lunatics and potentially terrible people that they are, not even potentially, terrible people that they were because they stormed a government building and put a lot of people's lives in danger, I don't think anybody deserves to die.
Yeah.
Life's pretty precious.
Okay.
But, you know...
Come on,
they put themselves in that situation. You know, they put themselves, they willingly put themselves in a compromising situation that could have always led to them potentially being killed. And that's kind of where we are now.
Yeah. I have three more people that I have to talk about, even though we're coming close to the end of the show. What do you call it? Well, we are at the end of the show, but I've got to do this anyway. The moron with the antlers that went in with a spear with a flag attached to it.
Yeah.
You know, he got locked up. They caught him because he's a moron. He gave himself up, and he was crying, and he wasn't eating in jail. You want to know why? They didn't have organic food, and he couldn't eat organic food, so the poor little baby was going, I haven't eaten.
That sucks, man.
They haven't given me food. You're in prison, you dipshit. You expect?
Yeah, it's not going to be a fun. It's probably not going to be a fun time in prison.
Meanwhile, the courts fucking said, make sure to give him organic food. So this piece of got what he wanted.
Yeah, he got what he wanted, but I mean, like, he's gonna be eating organic foods in.
He's gonna be eating.
Cell. He's gonna be eating organic foods, probably in protective custody, because he's gonna be a high profile. Case. So he'll be eating his organic foods in a small cell by himself. I mean, like, I would rather eat crappy foods and be free than eat organic foods and locked in a box.
Yeah,
you know. So I wouldn't consider him lucky.
No, not at all. Then the guy with the big eating cheese eating grin on his face, carrying Pelosi's
podium.
The podium,
yeah.
And then he put it on eBay. Like, are you that stupid?
Yeah, that's what I said, man. If Wednesday was nothing was nothing more than showing you that we have a insane mental health problem in this country, because those people needed help.
So that guy last night on CNN on Cuomo's brother show, on Cuomo's show, he had that fool's attorneys on just to ask him, like, why would high-profile attorneys be representing this schmuck? You know, like, and they're like, well, and they're kind of like beating around the bush because they know, and they're laughing, and they're like, well, you know, and so forth.
Gotta get paid somehow.
Yeah, pretty much. But the only reason why they have them is because this loser's wife is a doctor, so she's got that doctor money, and she's sitting and can afford that.
Yeah.
Most of these white trash, you know, people.
So how do you think he affords his organic foods?
Yeah, no, no, that's a different guy. That's
a
different guy.
That's a different
guy. The organic guy was the guy that was the shirtless with the horns on their face, on the head. What do you call it? The legislator, the state legislator, who was there, you know, who stormed the castle. The senators that were inside that were giving locations, tweeting out locations that they were hiding a bunch of the other senators.
Yeah,
how dare you?
That's actually terrible.
That's disgusting. They're the ones that should
Well, yeah. I mean, like, if you're helping conspire to have other members of your Senate killed or severely injured, you should definitely be seeing some kind of jail time.
Yep. They had
not removed from office.
They had a big noose outside, you know, for that they were aiming for Pence.
Yeah, that's
what do you
cool.
call it? They took down the American flag and put up a Trump flag. Okay,
yeah,
that's disgusting. You cannot call yourself an American.
Yeah, you can't call yourself a patriot and just rip down the American flag from the Capitol building.
Yeah, no,
you know,
that doesn't happen.
That's not cool.
And the what do you call it? The last one that I'm going to make fun of because they're moron. The woman that was walking around with a "Don't Tread on Me" flag that wound up getting trampled
don't
to death.
Getting trampled on.
Okay,
yeah,
so you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Now, to close out the show, the fact of the matter is here's my advice to Trump, even though it's way past the time for Trump to do anything good in his entire presidency.
I mean,
presidency.
He's only got a few weeks left.
No, he's got 1 week, not even. It's the 12th, the 20th is 8 more days of his presidency as of today. So, what do you call it? What I'm going to say is, you know, Mr. Trump, okay, because I'm not going to call you the president right now, Mr. Trump, the fact of the matter is you can have the most beautiful piece of steak. Beautiful. It's cooked to perfection. It's nice. It's delicious. It smells wonderful. You have those nice little potatoes on the side, some delicious vegetables, put some butter on top. The rosemary, it smells really good. It's delightful. Then you take that steak, you take those potatoes, and you take the vegetables, and you drop it onto the lid of a garbage pail, and you take that and you serve it to someone, okay? It's not as appetizing because the presentation absolutely sucks. So learn how to present to people. You know what I mean? Learn how to be a f***ing leader instead of being a piece of shit. All right? And that's me personal. Has nothing to do with GHR, Mr. Greer, anybody that you know I know. This is just observation on my own personal account. And again, love it or hate it, that's my opinion and my right to speak.
Exactly. And that's why we also live in the greatest country in the world, because you're allowed to have that opinion and you're not going to wind up being killed, jailed, or put away for something like
right.
that. You know, like, I know Wednesday sucked.
Yep.
This it did not look great, but, you know, still, you know, we're going to come out fine. And, like, again, I said it earlier in the show, the United States of America still is, like, the greatest country in the entire world, and you can't tell me otherwise.
And we condemn anybody on either side. We condemn anybody on either side that does shit to anybody or any place of business, anything that has to do with our legal system, a presidency, whatever. Nobody should be hurt. Nobody should harm Trump. Nobody should harm Biden.
Nope.
Nobody should, you know, whether you love them or hate them, they do not deserve to be attacked. Pence should be safe. Their families should be safe. We condemn anything.
No violence.
No violence. Okay? You want to go one-on-one with the great one? Well, then look me up and we'll have a conversation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason to go out there and do stupid shit. That being said, we thank you so much for paying attention. We thank you so much for having an open mind. We know we went long on this one. We appreciate your time. And listen, just be smart, people. That's all we ask. Make sure you hit us up on all the social media. And thank you so much for Greer to sit in with me today, and especially on such a controversial episode.
Yeah, I know.
And what do you call it? We'll be seeing you again next week. Unless we get canceled.